across the galaxy. This is where conspiracy on the wild side meets the perspective of a lifetime. This is the Free Zone with your host, Freeman.
Hello and welcome to the Free Zone. Well, as we move into the future, are we already there? We find that, you know, the idea of traveling between distant stars is not going to happen with some sort of rocket propelled spacecraft that's taking, generations to get from point A to point B, but more likely in the concepts of astral travel, aptly named, which makes complete sense, in the ideas that antenna arrays such as HARP or iSCAT, coupled with massive computer grids like CERN, show the potential for transmitting large data packs of information to distant stars, like they sent the Doritos commercial to Ursa Major, or they sent the Day the Earth Stood Still film to Alpha Centauri, which landed there, by the way, on December 21st, 2012. Wonder what those aliens were thinking. But with this technology that they're working towards CERN now at its maximum capacity again, while they're also throwing CERN satellites up into space with SpaceX, how different would it be as we start to recognize this world and find that actually lucid dreams were visiting alien worlds? Who knows, folks? Well, one person might, and we're having him on the show today, and that's James Bartley. He's been a researcher of alien abductions, military, aerospace connections to UFO and alien life forms for over 25 years. He's been a protege to legendary alien abductees. He's an independent historian with an emphasis on military history, intelligence, counterintelligence, and special operations. He has lectured on numerous continents and has a new presentation coming up to you very shortly. We're going to get into that. So please welcome to the Free Zone, Mr. James Bartley. Hey, James.
Hey, Freeman. Really glad to be here. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, it's always good to talk with you because, life is much stranger than people want to confirm. And I love to be able to go to the places that I know this true history and our true future are actually going. And this story has a lot to do with all of this. What have you made of, figuring out where to begin here. Sorry. I didn't know if we should just jump right in or if maybe you tell us about the presentation you have coming up on the 30th. So that is Friday of next week or Saturday?
It's Saturday. Saturday, July 30th in Las Vegas, the Beacon Center. It's at Memory Service 4505 West Hacienda Avenue, Suite G2. And it's from 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And you can find details for this on my website, thecosmicswitchboard.com. Seating is limited to the first 50, but if people pay a small fee, they can also get a live stream of it, as well as a month subscription to my website, thecosmicswitchboard.com. So there's a lot in there for anyone at pretty much any level. So I'm really looking forward
to that. Now,
3 hours a little bit about aliens, the military, etc.
Repcon. Right? Yeah, nice to see that on the list. The reptilian connection to the military government. This is such a fascinating concept. Even when you're dabbling in the concepts of magic, as I came up, from extraterrestrials into the occult to studying and understanding the situation, we go all the way back to the Typhonian order of the OTO and the ideas that they were contacting extraterrestrials using ritual magic, Kenneth Grant being one of the main proponents of all of this, bringing this. So it seems, as these stories unfold, they combine.
Absolutely. It's two sides of the same coin. There is no real differentiation between the so-called occult, sorcery, what have you, and extraterrestrial, dimensionals, and subterraneans, all of the above, can be summoned and interacted with through the use of ritual magic. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that can happen.
Let me just throw this out for you folks. I like to give you resources and database and the Typhonian order. That's T-Y-P-H-O-N-I-A-N of the Ordo Templi Orientis, just from their Wikipedia page, just so that you know. Here's the quote. While the group is known to still promote the Crowleyan law of Thelema, it is said to also focus on exploration of foreign intelligence, such as extraterrestrial life and demons, and on the darker aspects of the occult existence, like the Cthulhu mythos, which H.P. Lovecraft has played a long story in this. It was really founded on this concept of a Sirius connection to the star Sirius.
Yes, absolutely. That's the star behind the star that Crowley talks of. Argenta Astrium was based on Sirius, the dog star, and ancient Chimedian, i.e. ancient Egyptian magic. The primary basis of all that is worship in connection with Sirius. Sirius was regarded by the ancient Chimedians as a sister sun to our own sun. They viewed in their cosmology, we are in a binary star system, and Sirius is the Sirius star system is the other component of this binary star system.
Absolutely. And they would use a pentagram or a five pointed lines in that symbol, and Isis, of course. And then this also translates straight into the blazing pentagram of the Freemasons, as they also worship Sirius in every one of their lodges to Solomon.
Absolutely. And to more or less, the Orion factor plays a role in that too. It's difficult to differentiate or regard one without the other, but the obsession that so many ancient civilizations have had with the Orion star system as well plays a key part of this. Richard Hoagland, as you know, had written a whole book, Dark Mission, about NASA, and highlighting again the obsession that these Freemasons have had with Sirius as well as Orion.
That's very true, on their mission badges and everything else. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they know, right? Okay, so I'm going to throw this at you right now. I was going to save it for a little bit later, but I'm going to toss this at you right now. Northcom, right? Mm-hmm. Cheyenne Mountain, Space Command,
yes.
The place of Stargate, right? That's like the TV series guys was out, and I was trying to tell people, well, that's real. Not, you know, maybe not, you know, them going to Apophis's world through a Stargate, but possibly, but Space Command is real. It's there in Cheyenne Mountain. Those badges that they wear on Stargate are the legitimate Space Command badges that you will find in Space Command under Cheyenne Mountain and deep underground Cheyenne Mountain, right? And in NORAD, right? So very, very, very strange moment happened. And I just want to toss this out to you and the audience, as I find this completely fascinating. So COVID comes down, right? And we have, I think it was Mike Pence standing right there with the sign, 2 weeks to slow the spread, right? And they had told us, well, we're going to have to go into lockdown, and we're going to have to do lockdown on this particular day. Can't remember the exact day. I'll have to look it up. Then the Mercy and the Comfort, they send two ships to either side of the continent, right? To help with the hospital overflow and to have and of course, not a single patient ever went on the Mercy or the Comfort, but we had those two ships stationed out and on either side of the continent. And meanwhile, in the midst, they made all these field hospitals for everyone, but they staffed them with trauma doctors, not medical doctors, right? And supposedly these were for vaccinations or illness or whatever. They all the overflow from these overcrowded hospitals that had nobody in the parking lot. And the most bizarre thing happened in my realm, right? And this might be a moment that you too, James, were waiting for, but it went so unnoticed. I'm going to link the video in the show notes, guys, just so you can follow along with all of this. But General O'Shaughnessy, yes, John O'Shaughnessy, or Terrence O'Shaughnessy, broadcast straight from deep underground inside of Cheyenne Mountain from Space Command, as he was the head of NORTHCOM. And he put up a video telling us, yes, we are all nice and safe and secure. We have the comfort and the mercy on either side, and we're doing the field hospitals, blah, blah, blah. Right. Like, but for me, this was like a moment out of 2001 Space Odyssey. I mean, oh my God, here he is. He's broadcasting from underground, you know, at Space Command. This is like a moment I've been waiting for, you know, forever. Right. Cause this is something I've been talking about since damn before Stargate was a TV show. Right. And, there it was. Well, so as we were looking into this, and I say we because it was me and Shepard and Bellis that were looking at fireballs, incoming near Earth objects and asteroids that might correlate with this whole lockdown situation. And sure enough, we found it. There was the largest group of near Earth objects coming straight towards planet Earth, the most biggest, brutal bunch that could have ever possibly be imagined. You can scroll back in Jet Propulsion Laboratory's near Earth objects database for 500 years and not see a group of asteroids hurtling towards planet Earth like this, just grouped together coming straight at us. And really nothing in the news about it. This would explain the trauma doctors instead of medical doctors and all the preparation and even lockdown. If they knew of all of this, then, you know, Ellie, as they put it in Contact, right? I think it was kind of, if this, you know, extinction level event was coming our way, they weren't going to tell us about it, but they would find a cover story like, hey, a giant virus, and then get everything prepared. And all of a sudden, things are being controlled from Cheyenne Mountain. Right. So let me just put this into context from the news, just to put it together. Four-star general will command U.S. if government is crippled by coronavirus. Standby orders have already been issued. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy is the combatant commander for the United States and would lead the country if the top political leaders at the helm of the country were affected by COVID-19. Now, let me just mention that O'Shaughnessy is a Canadian. So, you know, so much for your natural born president, right? He was president or commander in chief during this coronavirus stand down. Standby orders have already been issued, they say. Okay. So all of this happens. We're in the midst of this crisis, and he's broadcasting from deep underground on April of 2022 or 2020. Okay, so April 2nd, 2020, he gave that broadcast on Fox News. It was covered. Well, in August of 2020, just a few short months later, he resigns. In the midst of this process, the head of NORTHCOM resigns. I still have not found anything to tell me why. Well, he went on to go work for SpaceX, right? And then he's replaced by General Van Herk. So currently, General Van Herk will be President Van Herk during the monkeypox. Do you understand? Right?
Yes.
So he is now the head of NORTHCOM. Well, guess what? Good old General Van Herk, soon to be President Van Herk, just happens to come from the 509th Bomb Squadron. What do you think of that? All right. For you guys that don't know, let's get into some Roswell connections.
He was part of the Roswell connection, the very same unit that dropped the atomic weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which later was the organization which recovered parts of the alien craft and bodies that came down around Roswell, New Mexico. That is interesting.
That's crazy, right? Like, if I can find out why O'Shaughnessy just, you know, resigned in the midst of a crisis. But yes, I am making the prediction that you will be hearing this name, General Glenn D. Van Herk, quite a bit in the future. And the fact that he is connected to the Roswell 509 bomb squad has me completely fascinated in the midst of this time where we're turning CERN up to full power again. Just like what happened with the Norway spiral and aluminum oxide clouds in the sky, coupled with the ionospheric heaters to send transmissions to distant stars. This is where we're at. This is the real world that's going on. The cover story, just like in 2001, was a virus. It was the same cover story. So let's start getting deeper into your insight to all of this. This is my insight. You know, this is as far as I've gotten. How could all of this connect? And let's get into NORTHCOM and you know, extraterrestrial connections with my labs and military.
Well, the incidence of bolides, i.e. meteorites, breaking through into our atmosphere and impacting the ground, that's increased radically in the recent past.
And they came with sonic booms and earthquakes.
Yes. Well, we saw the video in Russia where this large bolide, it was like an atomic weapon going off and it set off a seismic event, basically. So my belief, and this is based on a lot of research into it and eyewitness testimony on my part, is there is an extra planetary body in our solar system. And has been for some time. There is, for lack of a better term, a red dwarf. Some people call it a brown dwarf, but I've seen it with my eyes and it's actually more red. And because I was flying over Central Asia on my way to the RECON conference in Manchester, England, or outside of Manchester, England, and at 35,000 feet in the morning, and I was at the back of the plane trying to get into the laboratory there, hunched down, and then I saw this half sphere, the top part of the sphere, poking above the perma chemtrail layer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we just happened to be at the top of this. And then later on, when I went back to my seat, I could clearly see two sunrises. There was the sun, and then there was this imposter, for lack of a better word. So bottom line is, this mini solar system, and that's a relative term, is in our solar system. The red dwarf is quite large. It has quite large planets and moons and moonlets in its own solar system. It's trailing a large debris field, which I feel is responsible for these bolides, these meteorites, et cetera. And because of the plasma electric universe action at a distance, we've heard people like Dave Talbot and Professor James McKenney, etc., talk about this. It's having manifold impacts upon our world, mostly in the form, but not limited to, seismic and volcanic activity. Currently, last I checked, and this was last year, there was something like 60 active volcanoes on the planet. So the magma is being forced for this reason. We're having seismic activity in places we normally do not have seismic activity. And in the Ring of Fire, we're seeing a radical increase in seismic and volcanic activity. In Australia, there was a tsunami alert several months back when I can't remember if it was Tonga or some other place. A volcano had gone off and it created a tsunami. And in the beaches near where I live, definitely there was an increase in tidal surge. So bottom line is, this mini solar system is in our solar system. It's possible that it's an inhabited star system. Well, there's one or more different ET races on it. This may very well be what Sitchin and others have talked about, how this mini star system cycles back into our own star system roughly every 3,600 years. There does seem to be a celestially driven timetable that the would-be controllers of this planet are operating under. They are working in a state of a sense of urgency has gripped them. And I do believe that we are on the cusp, once again, of these cyclical, celestially driven cataclysms, which have happened again and again in our solar system. Sometimes these events could last hundreds of years before the dust finally settles. And when we talk about a pole shift, we're not talking necessarily about a complete 180, just a shift of just a few degrees off of our current axis will create will have devastating consequences. Super hurricane winds, volcanoes going crazy, magma just flooding the surface, et cetera. That is in the offing if we shift even just the powers that be know this. They want to get everything, all their ducks in a row. They want to eradicate as much as possible the surface population before all this happens. Otherwise, you have all these people running around in chicken little mode, and they'll be harder to govern. They'll be harder to control that way. And this is why I believe NORAD, NORTHCOM, Space Command are all intimately involved under the cover of this global pandemic. They are pushing everything in place because they fear a loss of control. At some point, things may be starting to unfold where they rapidly begin to lose control. And like the true control freaks they are, Freeman, they want to get everything locked in a place as much as possible. You go by the Deagle report. I know some people, there's some degree of controversy about that, but I mean, we really can't argue with the results that we've seen in the last 2 years, right?
Can I admit that Deagle
does seem to be this attrition rate at work. There does seem to be this depopulation agenda at work. And now, because there's so many mutations and so many variants, so-called, all around, so many people are getting sick because so many people have been sick. So I do believe that there is a celestial, catastrophic basis underpinning all of this. And I do not remove the possibility that there could be a major alien event. Now, they try to cover all their bases. They try to say, oh, blue beam, there are no aliens. It's all just DARPA, which is nonsense. This is a reptilian overlordship we live under. If there's going to be a blue beam event, it's because the reptilians want there to be a blue beam event. I'll make that very clear. So there may come a point in time, as in your Freeman, when the gods, if you will, the gods slash ETs walked amongst men, walked amongst the humans. There may come a point in time whether they're incapable of holding their human form any longer, or they just don't care, Freeman. They don't, because the deer in the headlights factor is such that they may decide, we don't care if we just come out anymore. We don't care if we scare the hell out of them. So much the better, you know, loose buffet for us, right? So there may come a point in time when they deliberately allow themselves to start morphing more often on TV, shape-shifting more often on TV. We already see the Babylonian, Talmudic, Orion, Draconian mentality coming out, where we have, you know, the drag queen story time. We
eating babies.
We have the infanticide, pro-infanticide crowd just rising up like a mushroom all over the world. No, they're saying we have the right. We have the right to kill babies, right? So what was sub rosa all this time? We knew it was always there, Freeman, this large sub rosa Luciferian human-hating depopulation effort had been going on all along. Now it's bubbled up to the surface. So there's a sense of urgency at work. They have only so much time in order to get this all done. And I would argue that everything that we're seeing, the deliberate confusion of the genders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, this is Luciferian, this is alien, this is reptilian, this is nothing. There's nothing human about it. And now, because if you add in into the treatment, so-called, in the recent past that so many have been subjected to, the graphene, the nanoparticles, the nano operating systems, the human race is for all intents and purposes, large swaths of it really can't even, they were hybrids to begin with of one sort or another. But now, after all these treatments have been doled out to the public, it's these people, you really can't even consider them human anymore, the ones that have still managed to survive despite having all these treatments. So we're already seeing the race, on the one hand, being stampeded off a cliff, but on the other hand, those that are still alive, they really can't be considered human. Indeed, from a patent office perspective, they're not considered human. The powers that be no longer considered some kind of property. Exactly. And then this goes back to what Charles Fort, as you know, said many moons ago. He said the human race is a domestic animal. It's being farmed. It's property. So in a nutshell, Freeman, that's what I feel is going on. Why NORAD, NORTHCOM, et cetera, is intimately involved in this is because this mini solar system, red dwarf, call it what one will, Nibiru, it's here. It's having manifold effects on our planet. And there may be aliens, not just the aliens that were already here, but there may be even more aliens in this star system that's within our solar system.
Absolutely.
At the moment. And there's no telling what they're going to do. Yeah. Are they in cahoots with the aliens and reptilians that are already controlling this planet? Are they in conflict with them? Can it be a situation like in the Peloponnesian Wars, like these Athenian colonies get formed way off yonder, then they decide they don't want to be part of the Athenian Empire anymore, and then Athens goes after them, right? Could there be a similar dynamic? Well, they may have been part of this empire, here on Earth, the plantation managers, and then Nibiru comes back, oh, we don't like the way you've been running things in our absence, kind of thing, right? So there's a lot of different ways one could look at this. So what I encourage people to do, if at this point, Freeman, people still think this is strictly a human agenda with bad, corrupt banker families, when we know of their heinous, abhorrent practices, their rituals, their sadistic attitude towards humans in general, there's nothing human about that. Find me an example in nature where it tries to destroy itself. You can't find it. So either the human race is deliberately trying to destroy itself, or something else is going on. And if something else is going on, I'm absolutely convinced is this reptilian overlordship. Not to say that the denizens, the potential denizens of this Nibiru star system are reptilians. Again, there could be more than one ET race there. But definitely as time goes on, we're going, and I think that's part of the reason why we haven't even touched on it yet, but it factors into this. Why finally, after all this time, the government and the military are saying, yes, after all, there are UFOs, there are aliens, and we don't know what they are, and fear, 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 right?
Now we call them UAPs.
It's Hillary's UAPs. Said, exactly. What they've done, as we've seen again and again, they change the terminology, and by so doing, they whitewash all the diligent research people like you and I have done for decades. The abundant information. See, the onus of responsibility at this point is on the skeptics to disprove the existence of reptilians and aliens. It's no longer on us who know that they're here, who insist on keeping everything at a surface level. And at some point, this may seem spiteful of me, Freeman, but at some point, I began regarding these people as the enemy. Because if they're denying the existence of the reptilian overlordship and the alien control system, they're either a useful idiot, or at some level, due to mind control, being hosted by entities themselves, whatever the case may be, they keep, due to whatever limitations they may have mentally, intellectually, whatever the case may be, and using their powers as an influencer, they're deliberately making people turn away from this non-human control element. And to me, that's a red flag. It makes me wonder what their agenda is.
Absolutely. Yes. I ended up with a list of things to respond to that. Absolutely. NASA has the same theory of the second sun, and they call it Nemesis. I mean, good God. And they have had the theory of Nemesis out there for a long time. The idea of a second sun, I got into trouble for calling Soundgarden Stone Temple Pilots because I was talking about black hole sun, but I won't go there again. This has been a story and a covering that has been in existence forever. Dr. Deagle, love him, hate him, whatever, he's the first person I heard about the genetically modified electronically controlled attack baboons coming out of Galveston, Texas, so I was intrigued. And I have been on Deagle's show years and years. I mean, this guy used to call me three times a week. What's scoop now, Freeman? What's scoop now? I was his go-to guy for this very topic. So
but just to interject, is that the site? I didn't know there's a connection. Is that the same Deagle who came out with a Deagle report about the future trends of depopulation? Or is that a different Deagle?
Sounds about right, but I don't honestly know.
Okay.
Nutramedical show.
No, this was the Deagle report that surfaced on the internet for a while and talked about the projected population loss for all these different countries by 2025. And then that website disappeared. And a lot of people that are talking about this global depopulation agenda we're undergoing at the moment frequently point back to the Deagle report. So
yeah,
I didn't know there was any connection to Dr. Deagle. I didn't know there was any connection to Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, very much could be. I kind of started to blow him off a little bit because I was getting tired. I was doing his show more than mine, you know. I was on his show like 3 days a week, you know. So go back and find those shows, guys. You know, I've been scrubbed from the internet. So if you can find me on the Nutramedical Report, man, I laid it out there for him for many, many years. I'll try and find him and include him on the hard drive I'm building. But yeah, I had a dream of the crustal shift, and it was so fascinating because anything that wasn't tied down, including myself, stayed right where we were. But the trees, the buildings, and everything that was clamped to the ground flew right past, you know. So like you could just get taken out by a tree or a house or anything, you know, because the whole ground just shifted underneath, but anything not tied down stayed where it was. And going to the concept of blue beam, this idea when this was put out, you know, a lot of people took to the idea that blue beam was a false alien invasion, a big stage performance in the sky. But if you actually read blue beam, it's all about transmission of demonic extraterrestrials into your soul using fiber optics. Go read it again,
so
guys.
Somehow the message got garbled in transmission.
Absolutely. I mean, it's right there on Wikipedia. You can look it up. I can't think of the guy's name right now. It starts with an M.
I think it was a French novelist that came up with that.
Yeah. I'd have to search it to remember his name. But yeah, it's right there. I mean, the true story of Blue Book is exact. I mean, Blue Beam. And it's amazing how many things there are that are blue, right? This is so weird. Blue Beam, Blue Book, Blue Brain. Yes. You know, the blue brain was the first human cloning mind transfer technology. But then to go to this reptilian story as you're speaking, that moment when television went HD and the Fox News reporters could not hide their spots. That's as soon right, as TV right. went to HD, and there was this YouTube series called Tell Evil Zion, which was basically television, but Tell Evil Zion. And they had all those clips on. And what was really fascinating was that when the one lady on Fox would morph, she'd have yes. these particular spots and such. And, you know, and there was always something weird that happens when they morphed, you know. Oh, usually they were talking about the abduction of children or little kids yes. at the Strawberry Festival. And then they would start to salivate and morph in front of these HD cameras, which were brand new, right? Like they were picking up on these other frequencies. We didn't have digital cameras yet, guys. You know, this is a whole new thing, catching orbs on TV, on your camera and such, you know. But the crazy part was that you could see clip after clip of different situations with the same news reporter, and they had the same spots. I mean, it was like, man. So that was quite a moment in time.
It was a they live moment for sure.
It was.
What more inverted way to go about doing this? You know how they like to invert everything, but to put their non-human shapeshifters in front of us as news presenters. So in a very real way, they're force feeding their reality, well, our distorted reality upon us, and they're not even human. That to me is the ultimate cosmic joke.
Absolutely. I mean, this is totally They Live, without question. Carpenter had something, man. He knew something. So the years that they have projected for our coming catastrophe and collapse are 2024, 2029, and 2036. Many of these based on the return of Apophis, that massive asteroid that's heading towards planet Earth, supposedly going to hit either 2029 or 2036. But now we're also getting these messages. And then just to toss one more thing at you, the idea that since every time CERN comes on, massive solar flares, big unexplained solar phenomenon occur. Like we just had a multi-mile long solar flare that erupted. And then there was a sunspot on the sun just recently that became three times the size of Earth overnight. Never happened before in existence, but as soon as they turn CERN on, all these freaky sun things start happening. So we have this multitude of catastrophes to look forward to, be it a massive solar flare or the incoming of Apophis and all of these things that they're throwing at us right now. What are your thoughts?
Well, people in low Earth atmosphere, low-hanging clouds, and there doesn't seem to be any other clouds, in the periphery, but low-hanging clouds that are generating these tremendous electrical discharges. And they seem to happen, if you didn't know any better, it would be like they were pulsed. Like every once in a while, you'd have this extreme discharge of electrical energy with no thunderclap, no burning of ozone in the atmosphere. You don't smell it. All of us who are old enough remember what real thunderstorms were like. I remember the thunderstorms in Corpus Christi, Texas.
I miss
when
the
I was
days.
A boy.
I do.
That's right. It was like you look out your window and 360 degrees all around your house, lightning touching down, tremendous thunderclaps, ozone smell permeating the atmosphere. None of that. You have these low clouds that are just discharging. I've been looking at one recently, discharging all this electrical energy in the strangest patterns, and no thunderclap. So now those kinds of things have happened periodically, but I think that they've increased and intensified since they've activated CERN. And when one looks at it, you've probably had Dr. Joseph Farrell on your show, and he's talked a lot about counteracting magnets. He's talked about the SS Bell project. And then when you scale it up, if you look at CERN, you have two giant counter-rotating magnets. What's that, what we call the fabric of space-time? It would tend to me, my layman's perspective, it wouldn't surprise me if it caused rents and tears and gaps to appear in so-called space-time. And perhaps that's the agenda. Perhaps on a grand scale, again, we're talking scaling things up. You remember Parsons and Hubbard and their Babylon Working. Let's bring in the old ones just for kicks and giggles, right? Mm-hmm. You go further back with the Watchtower Workings with Kelly and Dr. John Dee. Well, now they've got the technology, and they still have the occultic wizardry basis for all this. I mean, they have Kali out in front of their CERN building of all things. Esoteric knowledge they have, Freeman. Then they now of all times, when we're having this heat wave all over the planet, right? They crank up CERN. I mean, timing is everything. I mean, if there was any humanity to these people at all, they would say, you know what, maybe we better hold off on this, let things kind of settle down for a while, right? But because they're pushing the climate, and we must always remember this too, the climate agenda. If an ancillary aspect of cranking up CERN is more storms, more droughts, more heat waves, et cetera, that just adds fuel to the fire as far as the climate change alarmism. Mm. And we're already seeing, even at the local level, the ones they're making all these preparations for to go green. They're stifling and preventing new developments. Everything it has to pass this pass muster with their green codes, right? And so everything is being set up in combination with the green ecology and the climate change agenda. They're rolling in all the smart cities and all the smart surveillance grids. So it's all under the same package. And I believe CERN and HARP and other things are driving these as well, on top of the Nibiru mini solar system effects on our weather system, all pointing to it and saying climate change. And so they're really going to push for, at some point, Freeman, I think they're going to push for climate lockdowns, perhaps similar to a Shanghai monkeypox, whatever lockdown. They may push at some point for a climate lockdown. And that fits hand in glove with NORTHCOM, NORAD, because we can't separate the atmosphere with space. In a plasmic electric universe scheme of things, it's all connected. So they're using all this as an excuse. First, they're going to wear us down with the lockdowns for this so-called pandemic. And then waiting in the wings, we can already see it. And I feel that some places are just being blasted by weaponized rain. Some places are being drought stricken and suffering heat waves. There may come a point in time where people will be begging for climate lockdowns, Freeman.
Right before COVID, the biggest stories were Australia and the Amazon were on fire. Had Max Egan on the show for the Australia coverage, and the rivers had stopped running. They didn't even have water to stop the fires. Those were the biggest two stories, and then COVID hit. So, yes, we can see the effects coming up right in there in the same way. And many people, I don't think anyone, noticed when Brookhaven National Laboratories with their particle colliders that collides gold particles with Phoenix and Star, their two colliders, instead of Atlas and Alice with CERN, Phoenix and Star. Okay, so imagine, you know, Atlas and Alice, they collide lead. Phoenix and Star, they collide gold. Alchemy, you know, lead to gold. It's the same old story. But when the Brookhaven collision happened, and that's in New York, guys, they announced that they had manipulated space-time, that somehow they freaked out time, but they could not define it. So, you know, all the technical jargon I couldn't understand. But they admitted when they collided these gold particles that they had manipulated time. So, you know, that is reported. That is in existence. It's not.
Well, another thing that in the recent past, Oak Ridge has announced that they're working to access parallel universes, right? Gee, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
And so here they are. They're publicly saying they're doing all these things. People have been prepped for so long now with shows like Fringe and other things that, oh, okay, they're playing around with space-time. They're playing around with alternate realities. And they don't know where they got the idea from, why it's acceptable to them, right? But they've been prepped with all these TV shows and movies for so long. Now people, because they're so absorbed with their digital devices, they barely look up to notice, you know what, you might want to reconsider, right? You know, playing around with alternate realities and parallel universes and time, right? We got enough. Okay, let me play climate change alarmist for a second. We got enough problems with our climate, so-called. Stop messing around with time. Stop messing around with parallel universes. We got enough on our plate. But it seems to me, Freeman, that they've pulled out all the stops. We've heard over and over, from a military, full spectrum dominance, shock and awe, Shekinah, as you point out. That's what we're undergoing now, to the point, and I've heard the muggles, I've heard the normies say this, yeah, the world is so scary. I'm scared to even look at the news anymore. We'll stop looking at it. And they just want to curl up into a fetal position now. And which means that when, you know, the government will offer all these solutions, or rather mandate all these solutions, they're just going to roll over again. And even if it means living in a little Connex box, even if it means being rationed, you know, like four crickets a day or whatever the case may be, They're going to go for that. And in the time we got here, I want to point out something really quickly. There has been issues you heard about. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's like this nervous laughter, call it what one will. The issue at the hydroelectric dam at Lake Mead, right? You've heard about that, where this transformer blew up. Well, Lake Mead have been at a historically low level for a long time.
Vegas, aren't you?
Yeah, I will be. Actually, I'll talk more about it later, but I'm a lot closer to you at the moment. But
okay, but this would shut down all water to that area and power.
Yeah, and power. And you can imagine, in the midst, even by Vegas standards, of a heat wave, right? What's going to happen to the people? Those people are out there on the end of a logistical utilities string. You take away, you know, water is a substance of life. You take that away, you take away electricity, take away air conditioning. I don't even want to think about the consequences. But there has been indications that, you know, our electrical grid has been under some level of attack for some time, and they're always ready to blame Russia and China for cyber attacks. Well, you know, things could be manipulated much closer to home. And if that were to be, there are symbols and monuments and things at the dam there, Hoover Dam at Lake Mead, which are very occultic in nature, very esoteric. They deal specifically with Alpha Draconis. There's plenty of videos out there for people to watch. So keep in mind Lake Mead, Hoover Dam. Let's hopefully nothing will come of it. But going forward, don't be surprised if that becomes an issue.
When that freak freeze happened in Texas, going all the way up to Austin, All of their power shut down. Actually, the people that had their power shut down were the lucky ones, because everyone else that kept their power got a bill that was 10x from their usual bill. They were just having it taken straight out of their bank account, 10 grand for your monthly electrical. They were just taking it. And so freak storms like this, like Katrina. Now, Katrina just happened to happen just as they were sending the over the horizon radar to HAARP. And then Katrina gets steered into Louisiana and New Orleans and all that. And no one's talking about the over horizon radar going up to the HAARP facility anymore. It was big news because they couldn't get the, it was on an oil rig, and there was no way to get that through the Panama Canal. So this over the horizon radar had to go all the way down around South America and come up to HAARP. Up the other way. So it was big news, well, to people that were into science. And but then Katrina, of course, came in and just wiped that from anybody's dialogue. So that's how all these things go together, right? Like they just, you know, be it a virus or climate change and all of that, and keep people Earth-centric while everything else, like in, like we were saying in 2001 Space Odyssey, is actually extraterrestrial that they're actually looking towards.
Yes, at a time when fuel prices are going through the roof, you know, it's all about artificial scarcity. There's natural reserves in the continental U.S. and Alaska that would eradicate completely any dependence on foreign oil, any thought of running out, right? But keep it tapped, keep it welled up. But at the same time, make a big issue about it. Of course, blame Putin for it. And so all these things are coming together. The lack of diesel fuel, the lack of fuel, the strain on the grid, right?
All of the production plants exploding. And then most recently, the Costco Walmart refrigerating system went down, right? So all the frozen food for Costco and Walmart and their main freezer just crashed, and they have no backup for that. And no, they just buried all that food. So we have, you know, over 90 food processing plants going down. We have no grains or fertilizer coming from Russia. We have water that's not going where it's supposed to go. It's primed to cover this extraterrestrial story. Everybody's going to be focused on those type of things.
Yes. And again, it goes back to the fact that it underscores the nature of the inhuman, non-human, alien agenda behind it, because if the powers that be were really human, why would they be doing this, right? It doesn't.
Yeah, or fixing it, you know, if it was actually just accidentally happening.
If they deem themselves as somehow aloof, above and apart from the rest of us, why is that? Why do they think that? And also, as you know, why do they have so many abhorrent practices with their ceremonies and rituals? Why are they so into things that are anti-human, sadistic, and gory, right? That, to me, is a red flag that maybe they're not quite like us. And it goes back to the news presenters shape-shifting and morphing with increasing frequency. Maybe you're right, because of the type of film and the type of TV we have, it makes it harder for them to hold their shape. But maybe they just got to a point where they don't care anymore. They just think of everyone as being a bunch of muggles that won't even notice when they, things are really, really amping up, Freeman. So it's a great time to be alive, because I really feel that all of your listeners, my listeners, and all the people out there that are aware of this. And I encourage people, we have to raise the bar. If we insist on, you know, limiting our mental faculties into believing that this is strictly a human problem, we're never going to overcome this. We never will, because it is a non-human, largely reptilian, but not strictly reptilian agenda. So, and we know from history, from all the ancient cultures, they talked about this. They said it over and over, that the human race is under predation from these other beings. So as time goes on, we're going to be seeing more and more manifestations of cryptids, of flying cryptids, of alien activity. That's why, to try to stay on the front end, the military has been coming out, you know, throwing us a bone with their videos from the fighter pilots and all that stuff. That's really just to make it seem as if they're on top of the situation, when the military itself, for all intents and purposes, is under this reptilian alien control system.
I believe. I do. It's not I want to believe. I believe. I absolutely do. And that X-37B orbiting our planet now for years and years, decades really now, you know, robotic space planes, space stations, and all of the future that's coming, which is what I want to dig into you with you on the other side as we get into the member section. Definitely, we're going to move into AI, the Avatar project, the ideas of human mind transfer technologies, all of that good stuff. Of this brave new world we're supposedly getting out of all of this as we move to the great reset and the transhumanist world takes over. I definitely want to dig into James Bartley's knowledge in all of these sections. So guys, if you haven't yet done it, come over to freemantv.com and subscribe. Check it out for a week. You can have it for free. And just see what you think. I know you'll continue on because those that have come have stayed. And I got to thank all of them so much for supporting these efforts. They are the reason this show has carried on. Those that support us through membership, that's how this keeps going because they're going to ban me on every level there is. And so freemantv.com is the last bastion for this program. But as you know, you can get this show on every podcast player out there. So just tell your friends to open up Spotify and put in the free zone. You know, it's that simple and get all of these programs. But it's much better if you come over to freemantv.com and check it all out there because you get everything. So I hope you'll look into it. I will have the article of on the space faction and science fiction and the road to immortality here book logged right into the show notes, along with all the connections for James Bartley, which you will find on the Cosmic Switchboard. And that is thecosmicswitchboard.com. And of course, you want to go and check out what his this upcoming show. So this is going to be in Las Vegas, yes?
Correct. It's going to be at the Beacon Center in Las Vegas.
Hopefully they'll still have power and water then.
hope so.
So please tell anyone any ways that you are open for communications and ways that they can find you and talk to you or do whatever, you know, tell us, give us a bit of a James Bartley promo here.
Yes, I'm going to be my alien overlord ship. The deep black elements of the military really know. None of this started in 2014 or 2004 with the advent of the UAPs. In the old days, we called those cylindrical craft, barrel-shaped, cigar-shaped. The tic-tac term is a new thing for the newbies, right? So I'm going to dig into what the aerospace deep black corporations really know. The off-world programs, what Ben Rich has said about the alien technology, et cetera, et cetera. So, and also tying it in with current events and going forward, what we can look forward to or not look forward to, as the case may be, with all this information and what we understand about what's going on.
Fantastic. And again, folks, you can find that all at thecosmicswitchboard.com, not to mention your ongoing broadcast. How often and when does your show go on?
Yeah, I try to get a podcast at and or a commentary as often as possible. I've been on the move lately. It's made it difficult because I've been traveling and I just didn't have the time or the privacy really to get a lot of this stuff done. But I am coming out with a podcast with a couple of my colleagues. Marianne Fisher and Craig Bowers did a podcast with me last night. So that will be coming out shortly.
Fantastic. And of course, we always have to thank producer, associate producer here, Steve Mercer. For keeping the ball rolling for us. If you guys have any show ideas or guest suggestions, please write to Steve. That's producer Steve at freemantv.com and get in touch and tell him how much you love what he does because he does it just for you. He comes in here and organizes, orchestrates, and makes sure that these shows flow nicely into different segments of your reality altogether. So it's amazing that he's been doing this for so long, almost a decade now. Just because he loves it. So give him lots of love there. That's producer Steve at freemantv.com. And of course, you can always write me, Freeman at freemantv.com, and pick up any of the news and things that I find intriguing on my Twitter page at freemantv. That's my last bastion of social networking. So that's where you'll find the articles that I'm presenting to you all the time. And I got to thank you guys so much for sharing and let people know about this program, because as I say, since I've been scrubbed from YouTube and everywhere else, it's so much harder to find and people don't know this show is here and still going 18 years. So please let them know. Come on over to the Free Zone on freemantv.com. And don't forget about your AquaCure. Look into this Brown's Gas technology. I'll have the link there on all the show notes for you. If you want to get one, use promo code FREEMAN and you'll get $500 off the $2,500 price. But look around the website anyway, because there's fuel additives. There's all kinds of technologies there brought to you. That's eagle-research.life. The link is right there for you. But make sure to include promo code FREEMAN. That way I get a little bit of a cut and you get a big discount. So thank you all. We're going to move this into the members section where it's going to get just wild. We're going to talk about some fascinating dream time, how all of this works out and what's going on inside of our heads and outside of our world and within our DNA. So you don't want to miss out. Come on over, subscribe. Thank you all. And we'll see you next week.